All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, another deep dive.
As you know, we always try to bring you topics that are relevant to folks right here on Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena. And one of the things that folks always talk about is education.
Big one.
Public versus private schooling,
Huge right here.
charter schools, homeschooling, all that good stuff. So we're going to dive into a little bit of that today.
Okay, sounds good.
And specifically, we're going to be looking at a video that we found over on Mises Media.
Okay.
And it's kind of a response to this Harvard law professor.
Oh yeah, Elizabeth
Yeah,
Bartholet.
Elizabeth Bartholet.
Yeah, she really stirred the pot with this one.
Yeah, she's calling for like a near ban on homeschooling.
Yeah, she's saying that it goes against
The progressive ideal.
progressive
Yeah.
ideals. So, that got a lot of people fired up.
Yeah. And this is one of those things I think that people on both sides of the political spectrum can kind of get behind. There's people on the right who think homeschooling is great. There's people on the left who think homeschooling is great. But there's also people on both sides who think, public school is the way to go.
Absolutely.
So, what did Mises Media have to say about all this?
Well, they kind of picked apart some of her arguments a little bit. One of the things that she was saying was that public schools are better at teaching civic engagement, which, that sounds good on the surface.
Yeah. What does that mean, though?
Right, what does that really mean? And do they really do that better? Like, is there any evidence to support that?
Yeah, and what's interesting is the Mises Media video, it kind of goes into the history of public school reform.
Yeah.
And we've all heard about No Child Left Behind and all these different
Right,
initiatives.
and billions of dollars spent.
Billions with a B, right? Yeah.
Is that B?
So what was the result of all that?
Well, that's kind of the thing they're pointing out is that despite all this money, all these programs, the test scores really haven't gone up, appreciably.
Yeah.
And they point out a really staggering statistic that taxpayers spend over $155,000 per student in public schools by the time they graduate.
Where's all that money going?
Well, and that's kind of, one of the things that Mrs. Media is kind of, hinting at is that a lot of it goes into this administrative bloat rather than actually in the classroom.
Right.
You see all these administrators and these different levels of bureaucracy, and it just keeps growing and growing.
And the teachers are still,
Right. The teachers are still, underpaid in many cases, and the classrooms are overcrowded.
So, you mentioned test scores. Let's talk about homeschoolers versus public schoolers. How do they compare?
Well, consistently, homeschoolers score higher on standardized tests.
Really?
Oh, yeah, much higher.
Like, how much higher are we
So
talking?
about the 30 percentile points.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's a big difference. And that's even after, you control for socioeconomic background.
Okay, so it's not just that, wealthier kids are being homeschooled and they have all the advantages.
Right,
So
exactly.
that's
Yeah.
what's the secret sauce there? What are they attributing that to?
Well, they point to a couple things. One of them is parental involvement. By its nature, homeschooling requires parents to be much more involved in their kids' education.
Right.
And then also the individualized learning. You can really tailor the curriculum to your child's specific needs and learning style.
Right.
So, if they're struggling in math, you can spend more time on math. If they're excelling in, history, you can, really dive deep into that.
And I guess that kind of leads into the next thing that everybody talks about is socialization. That's always the big argument against homeschooling is that,
Right. They're not going to be socialized. They're not going to know how to interact with other
right, they're going
kids.
to be, weird and awkward.
Right.
But what does the research say about that?
Well, what's interesting is they actually cite some studies that show that homeschoolers don't really have a problem with socialization.
Yeah.
And in fact, some studies show that they may even outperform public schooled kids in some areas of social and emotional development.
Okay, so it's not as clear cut as.
No, it's not as simple as just saying, oh, they're not going to be socialized.
Right.
They're out in the real world. They're interacting with people of all ages.
Right.
They're not just stuck in a classroom with kids their own age.
Right.
And they're also often involved in, homeschool co-ops or other activities where they're interacting with other homeschoolers.
So they're getting that interaction.
They're getting the interaction.
But I guess, one of the things that Mrs. Media brings up is the financial burden of homeschooling. It's not always an option for everybody.
Right.
You have to be able to afford to have, one parent stay at home, or you have to be able to afford to, pay for tutors or curriculum.
Right. And that is a big barrier for a lot of families.
Right. So it's not a perfect solution by any means.
No, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
Oh, right.
And you know, they acknowledge that, you know, there are a lot of families that are stuck in a system that they're not happy with.
Right.
But they can't afford to get out.
And they're still paying for it through their taxes.
Exactly.
So, it's a complex issue.
It is a complex issue. And I think it's important to remember that Mises Media is coming at this from a libertarian perspective.
Right.
So they're going to be more inclined to advocate for individual choice and less government intervention.
Right.
But I think they make some valid points,
yeah,
you know, about the cost of public education and the effectiveness.
And the fact that, you know, there are other options out there that might be a better fit for some families.
Right.
You know, it's not a one size fits all.
Exactly.
And you know, at the end of the day, it's really about what's best for the individual child and the individual family. So, you know, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, what do you think makes a good learning environment for a child?
Well, I think that's a great question. And it's something that every parent has to wrestle with. You know, is it about test scores? Is it about socialization? Is it about, you know, critical thinking skills?
Right.
What are the most important things that you want your child to get out of their education?
Right. And, you know, I think a lot of it depends on the child, too.
Yeah.
You know, some kids thrive in a traditional classroom setting. Some kids need something a little bit more, you know, individualized.
Absolutely.
So, you know, there's no easy answer.
There's no easy answer.
But I think it's a conversation that we need to be having.
Absolutely.
So if you're listening out there and you have thoughts on this, we'd love to hear from you. You know, jump on our social media pages. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know what you think is important in a good learning environment.
And as always, if you find value in our show, you can support us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
The link is in the show notes.
We really appreciate your support.